So what I do is before we leave the room, I try to bribe the lady of the night to keep quiet.
Okay. And you're only one dice. You can be rolling against one dice. But what do you do?
So I'm going to say you can have some of my armor that you can sell off for money. Okay. So I'm going to be using my armor. And... And I'm going to be using my knowing about human stuff because they like money. I know they like
humans
money.
Humans do like money.
So true. That is three dice for me.
Okay.
We'll see if this works out. Probably not.
I hope so. You know, rolling it's only one dice.
Oh, really? Am I?
Yeah.
Well, that could suck. I get no successes.
She gets no successes, too. So you try to bribe her, and she just punches you in the face. It doesn't cause any damage to affect you, but you're trying to walk out of this place with the goblins, who are doing a good job of persuading the guards that they are tour guides, but this prostitute just walking behind you, just punching the back of the head.
Man, I think you should just leave her alone.
I'm trying to get out of here safely. As it turns out, it's not going to work out.
All right, so I'm gonna return the pot to new, except I'm gonna be adding a dice because this prostitute's just been following you guys, just punching Travis in the back of the head, and that's adding a little suspicion. That's a little weird. So now we're at 9 dice instead of 8. So,
oh, man.
New round. Who wants to go first, and what do you do?
I will go first, Moontooth the Mighty Shaman. I'm going to scavenge.
Scavenge? Okay.
Yep, I'll scavenge.
So all these arrows are flying at you, you're like, I'm out of get some gold.
No, I'm out of weapons. I need to find something to fight with.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. You find 6 items again. All right, so first, you find a guard sword. 2, you find some guard armor. 3, you find a guard crossbow. Sure, why not? 4, you find a packet of party balloons. 5, a bottle of fairly cheap whiskey. You know, the budget you gotta cut back on, and like, this is a party. There's gonna be a lot of money poured into this. You can't buy the most expensive whiskey. And, where am I at? 5 or 6, something like that.
You're at like 4, I think.
Fuck. 5 is going to be a statue of Leonardo da Vinci. 6, it is the Mona Lisa.
You can't find the Mona Lisa in a castle.
This is my game, my rules.
It's not even in the castle. It's in the bushes in the castle.
We have so much money, fuck the Mona Lisa. We'll just throw it out.
We gotta save money for the whiskey.
Yes.
I'm gonna take the Mona Lisa.
And the crossbow, hopefully, or the javelins or something?
Well, I've only got one space left under scavenge. Can I take more than one item, or...
You have to get rid of something.
Yeah, I'm already out of joints and cocaine, so...
Toss them.
I'll take the sword, the armor, and the Mona Lisa.
Okay, fair enough.
He's going to be a badass little orc.
Yeah.
He's like, I can heal myself, but I can also fuck your dad.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you alright? Do you need medicine? Like,
I might. No, I'm good.
You sound like you're choking to death.
Yeah, one of the pretzels went down the wrong tube.
It's still bothering you?
Yeah. Do you know what has also been messing me up this whole game?
No one cares.
Alright, Brad, what are you doing? Okay. You got the Mona Lisa.
So I've got my sword and armor that I'm hastily donning, and I'm going to charge forward, and since I found the Mona Lisa in the middle of this, the prince's favorite hedge maze, I'm going to guess it's very important to him. So I'm going to say, one false move, and I will slice this painting straight across, and you'll have to explain to the prince why his favorite art has been destroyed.
Okay.
So I'm using...
The Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa and the sword.
And your spooky tactic, because it's kind of terrifying.
Yeah, I'm very terrifying.
Okay, that's fair.
Two successes.
Two successes. I'm going to use three of these nine dice. All right, one success. So you take another point away from the morality. Where are we at?
We've already taken out eight?
I think so, yeah.
So they've only got 10, so that's 9.
Yeah, okay. They're like, don't hurt the Mona Lisa made at this time, which is the medieval times, by Leonardo da Vinci, who's now teleported to our time period.
Yeah, because they have a statue of him, so of course he's been teleported.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
We got a statue of him?
That's what one of your items was that you were going to give him, was the statue of
Leonardo. He found it in the bushes, but he didn't take it.
With the Mona Lisa.
Leonardo da Vinci's like, you can have my art, but you gotta have my statue of myself, too.
And the orc just says, fuck off.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, what are you guys doing, Becky and Travis? Well, I know what Travis is doing. He's dealing with this prostitute who is very upset.
I would be too if I was her. He's not been very nice.
Yeah, he really hasn't.
I tried to kill her. I tried to bribe her, you know. It's been a good night.
He's been disrespecting her the whole time.
Maybe Travis disrespected women since day of birth.
The lady.
Fine.
So, the goblins have a little pack of assorted moss, and while we're getting the prince closer and closer to the boat, we're going to try to convince him that it's, you know, special green. We're going to try to get him to smoke it.
You also got to get him to ignore the guard, so.
Right, so we're creating distraction. The guards are pretty convinced.
Well, the guards are, but you got to convince him not to go near the guards.
Right, so we're going to be like, hold on, we got to come around this corner here and smoke this green, because we have assorted moss.
Yeah.
And... yeah, I think that's what we're going to do. There's only three dice there.
That's fair. Well, they're going to be using three dice on you, too, so. Whoever rolls first, or best, I guess.
I rolled one.
Woof.
Success.
You guys need to start using more kind of plans and stuff here. I got two successes. That's one damage on you. What happens, Becky, and who is killed off?
So, trying to convince him that, you know, smoking the green is actually good for you. Stab, the sneaky one, smokes the moss first and dies because it's actually not good to smoke moss.
Yeah, that's fair. Good work. All right, new round. Starting with Brad or anyone. Wait, actually.
I didn't even get to go.
You didn't get to go?
No.
Oh, okay.
You dick.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering why I had three dice left. All right, Travis, go.
All right. What do I want to do? So roughly where do you think we are right now? Somewhere near the courtyard?
Yeah, you guys came towards the courtyard. You're just hearing some kind of crazed animal in the courtyard just ripping off faces and just throwing all his weapons at the guards.
Kind of sounds like Moontooth.
Crazy bastard. All right, I guess I'm going to try. I really want to get rid of this prostitute, but at the same time, I want to get rid of the guards. Such a tough choice. I guess I'm going to try to get rid of the guards. I'm going to try to infiltrate their ranks, and I'm going to try to shoot them in the face with a crossbow.
That's the best way of infiltrating anything. It's just shooting the face.
Well, I'm going to be sneaky as I go up to them, and then I'm just going to go all out and shoot them in the face.
Okay. Fair enough.
You know what? I'm going to cause mayhem while I do it.
Okay.
I'm going to go around, and before I get to them, I'm just going to start attacking anyone. I don't care who it is. A guest, anyone. I'm just going to try to attack them before I get to them.
Makes sense.
So that's going to be all, what is it, nine dice?
Yeah.
Plus, yeah. Three.
Holy shit, okay. Yeah. So we're going to give you 12.
We need some more dice.
I'm going to be rolling three dice for myself. I'm going to keep these dice.
All right.
You can grab as many dice as you need.
Was that 12? So that's 4, 4, and 4. Okay. Got 12. Almost 12.
A lot of dice. You did pretty good.
1, 2, 3, Seven successes.
Seven successes? Alrighty then. They got only one, so you do 6 points of damage on the remaining portion of the army, which is already at like two.
One or two,
points.
Yeah.
They're one at 2 points. So try to describe how you're able to dispatch, either like killing or distracting or whatever.
So as I'm going around, I just slice up some like humans that are just bystanders, some like everyday civilians. And then as I walk up, I point my crossbow at one of them and I just take his head clean off. I just shoot him right in the face, blow him backwards somehow. And then the rest of the guards that are left alive are just scared to death and they run off.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, so the courtyard has been... Oh, the courtyard has been taken care of. There's no more guards here. I'm going to take a couple dice away from this pot. I'm going to take away two dice. And you guys are in the courtyard, except now the prince has been... He was lured here for the promise of partying and drugs, but the goblins have been a little bit weird, so he's been stomping all over their faces. So the prince is a little bit riled up. The prostitute is still there. So for a new round, how are you guys going to escort the prince into the party bar or whatever? Because the guards, at least for a moment, they're all dispatched, which is pretty impressive. But you still have to deal with the prince, bringing him back alive. Also dealing with this prostitute who's being a real pain in the ass.
I say, Shaman, do you have any good ideas?
Well, we've got his favorite artwork, the Mona Lisa. Maybe Ooh. We can somehow leverage that. Or
Plus, didn't you find whiskey? Or did you not pick that up?
I didn't pick it up, but I am guessing it's still there.
All right, mention that to me and I'll go pick up whiskey.
Yeah, hey, I found some whiskey and a cool statue and something else back there, too.
I'll get the cool statue because that's a goblin thing.
You mean the statue of Leonardo da Vinci?
Yep.
I pick up the whiskey.
Okay.
Which, as it turns out, I have 4 bottles of somehow.
It's party time.
Fuck yeah, it is. So, as I walk back, I hold up the whiskey jars in front of his face, you know, to try to antagonize him towards the, or not antagonize him, to lure him towards the boat.
You're like antagonizing, like, oh, I got beer!
Whiskey, not beer, this is whiskey, this is the good stuff, we're gonna get shit-faced.
Yeah.
Beyond your wildest dreams.
Okay.
Plus, my buddy here's got some magic mushrooms, so...
Actually, not anymore, but he doesn't need to know that.
He doesn't need to know that.
He's like, you know, like, and my buddy here has some magic mushrooms. And we cut away to the guy who has a human face strapped to his orc face.
No, he doesn't have that. He was holding the, antagonizing the guards with it. So he doesn't have that on anymore.
But I've still got, like, the pattern of it across my face and blood.
Just a little bit of blood spatter. You'd be fine.
I'm just staring at the Mona Lisa.
I say, he's a shaman, so he's like cool as shit. And he's got some magic mushrooms. So come this way, good sir.
Okay.
So I'm now going to use my whiskey, yep. My knowing about human stuff, because I know they like to get drunk.
Okay.
I think this is a pretty cunning plan.
Oh, yes. Nice. And also, you're saying they do have the magic mushrooms, so Brad is using his cunning action.
All right.
Man, or whatever it's called.
And that adds how many dice?
Two.
Two. All right, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dice. Let's see how well this ends. And that is 3 successes.
Oh, pretty good. I'm rerolling 4 dice. That is 2 successes. All right. So you are luring him to the front boat. He still has, I want to say, 1 more point of morality points. But he's like, I like whiskey. I like to party. And he's following you towards the boat.
There's no guards here to stop him, so, you know.
What is Moontooth doing?
Moontooth, walking behind him, is just going to take the Mona Lisa and slam it down over his head, destroying the painting and kind of getting him caught in the frame. And then he's just going to hoist him up over his shoulder and run onto the boat.
I love it. I simply love it. If it works, it works.
So I'm rolling 3 dice because I'm using my stealthy hunting skills and the Mona Lisa. 3 successes.
Holy shit. Okay. I'm going to use 2 of my remaining 3 dice. I get 1 success, so you're able to clear out his morality points, and you smash it on him, and he goes, what, my painting? And you lift him up using the broken Mona Lisa, over your shoulder and you start walking him towards the boat. Goblins, it's your turn. I only got one dice, so you don't need to get the prince into the boat, but how do you help, I don't know, get him out or maybe pilot the boat out or get away from any guards that might be coming towards the island? How do you want to do this?
So they are going to... They have a suspicious quantity of dynamite. So they're going to create a distraction with that suspicious quantity of dynamite.
I love how you saved that to the very end.
Would goblins not save that to the very end?
They would.
So that gives us...
Go out with a bang, as we always say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that gives us three dice.
So you just, like, chucking it or something?
Oh, yeah, we're just going to chuck it in the general vicinity of the castle.
How many goblins do you have left, by the way?
Three.
Oh, okay, so you still
got it. Oh, no, two.
Two, you killed one off.
And so Bang is also there. Bang, the explosive expert. I kept him till the end.
Oh, perfect.
Respect.
So there is one success.
I would argue Bang, the explosive expert, adds a number of dice.
Perfect. Oh, still one success.
Okay, well, I only got one dice.
Hopefully you fail miserably.
If I fail, then I fail. If not, well, that's a success.
Oh, dang.
So you're chucking dynamite, and that only alerts the authorities as a couple boats piloted by people with sails and rowboats or row oars are coming out, but they have, like, little sirens, and they're like, wee-oo, 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 and they're following you guys. As a prince on the boat, he's doing some drugs. He's doing all this whiskey, and he's just like, yo, man, I like the party. But you guys need to get him out. Now the authorities are after you. You guys don't want to mess with the city guard, all of them. How are you guys going to do this now?
Well, all right, I'm going to...
You guys are still considered to be in the city palace district, so the suspicion dice won't be going down until you guys get out of here.
All right, so I'm going to use my knowing about stuff to pilot the boat. And, crap, I'm going to use my compass to generate a general direction of which way we're headed.
There you go. Good work.
All right, and that's it for me, so that's three dice in total. Hopefully I don't screw this up. One success.
I'm going to be also using three dice and also got one success. So you're not gaining anything. Brad or Becky?
I kind of want to just start chucking the goblins at the different boats that are chasing us.
Wait, what about the dead bodies? There's we have plenty of dead bodies. Dead bodies
you also here. Got plenty of goblins.
Okay. We have two goblins. That's not plenty.
So I'm going to start grabbing the goblins, stuffing body parts into like their tunics, and then throwing them so they look like these horrifying beasts. Not just plain goblins.
So this is a scare tactic?
Yeah, I'm using a scare tactic.
He's using the goblins and the dead bodies that we have accumulated.
Alright, so you gain a dice because of the goblins and the bodies. Okay.
And I got two successes.
Okay, so add the remaining five dice. How many successes you gain?
Two.
I guess I'll roll three dice. I'm going to get one success. So you chuck those goblins and you're distracting them as you're just launching the remaining two with their shirts as full body parts. When they land, crash into the ships, body parts go all over the floor. And the guards are like, what? That's Larry's arm right there. And, yeah. Okay, what is Becky going to do?
Right. Well, since we've been launched.
And who is we?
Moontooth. Snot the cleric and Bang the explosive expert. So okay. We are going to use swarming over blokes and we're going to release a horde of bees because we have that. Bees? Question mark.
I love how many random items that you have.
And but we also have a human arm, so we're going to use that too.
Just start slapping people.
We're just going to start slapping people and we're going to hope that people are allergic to bees.
Okay.
We heard that somewhere.
I think it was from
two successes.
Yep, so we got two successes.
That's two successes. Gosh. Okay. You guys are not out of this. The guard are right on your heels. And in fact, I'm kind of being generous, you guys, because I totally forgot that they have equipment bonuses of their own. So you guys better do better next round, because you guys are, like, getting towards the end of the city, but the guard is still on you. But you guys are going to have to escape them. You're going to have to get rid of the morality points to escape. And this time, I have less dice, because you guys are at the city exit. But I do have their equipment points that I plan on using.
So, being over on, I'm assuming, are they chasing us in a boat?
Yeah, they have boats themselves.
So the goblins are over on their boat. So can we do a scavenger roll?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can do that. So basically roll a d6, and that's how much equipment I'll give you.
6.
Are you serious? That's literally every single time we roll this, it's always been a 6.
Because we need the equipment.
Oh my god, it just strains my mind to have to make shit up. All right, there is a 6-pack of beer bottles. They're all empty, but they're beer bottles that you can maybe throw at people or smash people with their heads or something. There is a bang, 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 bang. The 6-foot-tall sex doll that's just chilling in their boat.
Wait, how did you came up that. With it? Was a sex doll?
I run out of ideas for things. 3, there is a great bow that they have. 4 is a gigantic bag of pretzels. 5 is a poster of supermodel Kate Upton. And 6 is a great sword.
Okay. Are you taking the poster?
No, I took the sex doll, the 6-pack, and the great sword.
Not bad. I would have taken the poster, but yes.
I mean, the goblins, even though there's only 2 of them, still have a thing for the number 6, because, you know, we started as 6. So you took the 6-pack and the 6-foot-tall sex doll.
I got you. I hear you.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. What do you do with that information and items?
Okay, so we are going to try swarming over blokes with the great sword. So I think, yeah, Snot is going to take the great sword and try to start swinging at people, while Bang, the explosive expert, starts chucking the 6-pack at people. So we've got 4 dice there. Nice. We got 4 successes.
Damn. Who hasn't gone this round? Have you gone this round, Travis?
No, neither me or Brad has.
Really? Oh, damn. Okay. So they're going to roll 2 of their dice, but they're going to add their armor and their halberd, so a total of 4 dice. 1 success. How many?
What was your roll? I rolled 4.
4? Okay, so you gain a 3-point advantage on them. Good work. So, yeah. You describe how you distract them and take away most of their morality points, actually.
So, yes, Snot was just swinging at him with his great sword, and he's swarming. And then Bang was just hucking, like, the empty 6-pack at him. So he was just taking bottle after bottle and just hucking it at the guards.
Okay.
Probably saying, you know, terrible things in Goblin.
Yeah, of course. And what does Brad or Travis's characters do?
So, Moontooth, while watching, is going to take his sword. He's just going to throw it as hard as he can at one of the other boats, specifically aiming for the sail.
All right, and I say that's a cunning plan, as I give him my light mercenary armor to throw with it.
Okay.
And I'm good at throwing things because I'm a great hunter.
Okay, and Travis is giving you 2 extra dice because of cunning action.
So I've got a total of 5 dice.
Okay.
And I got 2 successes.
All right. So they're going to use the 1 dice from the suspicion pot, but 1 dice because of their own armor and 1 dice because of their halberd swords. So that's the total of 3 dice. How many did you roll? 1?
I rolled, I think I said 2 or 3 successes. I think I said 3.
3 successes?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's two successes. So you do one on them. Travis, what do you do?
All right. This is such a tough call. I think I'm going to use my rope and some whiskey. I'm going to attempt to light it on fire and just chuck it at him.
Fair enough. That's not a bad idea.
And see how that works out. Luckily, I have a shitload of whiskey. Yeah, and we'll see how that works out. So that's three dice for me.
Okay.
And they're at what, zero now?
They're at one dice, but they're going to use one dice because of their armor. So that's a total of two.
All right. I can respect their decision. And that is going to be one success.
Okay. And they gain one success, so they tie you. They were right on the edge of you guys escaping. You guys have gotten to the edge. You guys are actually past where you guys entered, so past the, essentially, what's it called? The immigration booth or whatever.
So we're kind of like on the outskirts now towards the farmer's village.
Yeah, but you guys still have like one or two boats still following you guys with their sirens on. They're shooting arrows at you guys. And there's less suspicion point dice because of the location you're in, but they still have a couple points of armor and halberd swords that they can use. So how do you guys try to wrap this up? Because you guys are trying to escape at this point. The prince is in the back just like, I like the party. So as Brad's been like, take this cocaine. Take this weed.
And whiskey.
Take the whiskey.
Have some shrooms.
Take the shrooms.
Probably we don't.
I like the party.
Probably we don't have any drugs left. So he's just feeding him moss at this point.
Yeah.
Be careful with that moss.
Take this nasty-ass plant that grows off trees. All right.
So I think the goblins, since they're still with them, are going to try swarming again. They're going to release their dog on a string, because they have that. They're going to, and then Snot is going to go with the greatsword again, and Bang is going to try to start bludgeoning people with a 6-foot-tall sex doll.
This just sounds like chaos.
And they got two successes.
Okay. Okay, so they're going to use one of their armor, and they're going to use one of their halberd to try to deflect and maybe stab you, and one of the suspicion point dice for a total of three. How many successes do you gain?
Two.
And they roll a total of
two.
Two, so they match you.
Oh, man.
Brad, what's up?
I'm going to... Is it a new scene? Can I search the boat or no?
No.
Okay. I am going to...
Really, technically, we haven't searched this boat this scene.
Yeah, that's fair. You can search if you wish.
I think I'm just going to jump onto the other boat and just go crazy.
Okay. So you're just... Okay.
Yeah, you're just going good at hunting.
Deep shit.
Just combat in general. Okay. I've got my armor and a sword.
Okay.
Give me some extra protection and ability to fight. So it's four dice. One success.
Okay. They're going to use their armor and their weapon for a total of three, but now... Oh! How many did you roll?
Three. Three versus three.
No, I rolled one.
Oh, you rolled one?
Two damage.
Can we that's dead good him?
I have none left.
I have one left.
Oh. Well, that is a plan he would do, so you could give him a reroll on that.
Yeah, so that's dead good.
And I rolled two more successes.
So that's a total of two. So you take one damage.
Yep.
Okay. You take damage. You jump onto their boat, go, Arr-ar-ar-ar! Like a crazy maniac, and they're like, what? And then they just nonchalantly pull out their bows and arrows and just shoot you in the face.
But the goblins are giving him thumbs up.
The goblins are giving him thumbs up, and he's on the ground with a bunch of arrows in his head. He's not dead yet, but he's like, I'm not dead yet, as he gives a thumbs up to the goblins. All right, Travis, I ran out my suspicion point dice. I can use my armor and halberd swords, even though I'm almost out of them. But besides that, I don't have any suspicion points dice left.
I say leave us and just get the heck out of here.
So, I guess... I'm going to use both my whiskey and my grappling hook, which I still have, unfortunately. Or I guess fortunately. And even though this is just throwing kind of shooting, probably not.
No.
Okay. That sucks. Knowing about human stuff, would that count as boats as well?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to throw it at their boat, both a bottle of whiskey and my grappling hook.
Okay.
And so that's going to give me 4 dice in total.
Makes sense.
And I'm going to try to sink their boat.
Good stuff. They got 2 dice. Beautiful.
That was 2 successes already. 2 more successes.
4?
4 successes.
God dang. I rolled 1. You pilot that boat out of here as you light their boat on fire.
Sink their boat. I sink their battleship, because fuck yeah.
I sink your battleship. All right, Brad and goblins. For each goblin and for each character, which is Brad, I want you to roll 1d6. You gotta tell me if you got success or not.
I got 1 success.
I did not.
All right. The goblins stay behind one boat as the guards swarm them and use their halberds and their swords to just stab them, and all the goblins are killed in action.
R.I.P.
But
that's Brad, how it should be.
Yeah, as it should be. But Brad's character, he swan dives into the ocean water and he swims ashore, and a couple hours later, he rejoins with Travis at the orc camp and he makes it out. And when they say, "What happens to the rest of the party?" he's like, "Goblins? You know how goblins do."
They die. They're cannon fodder.
They die. And they go, "Yeah, fair enough." And you guys are celebrated, and no one mourns the death of all the goblins.
No, we don't even remember their names.
Could care less.
But they were so majestic.
But no one cares.
They were respectful for what they were. Goblins.
Fodder.
Didn't we have like a hobgoblin or something with us on that journey? I'm pretty sure there was a third member, or was it just the two of us?
That could have been. I don't really know. I couldn't remember if I tried to. I was way too drunk throughout that entire thing.
And then, meanwhile, at the back, the prince goes, "I like the party."
Perfect. I got more whiskey for you, bud.
And he goes, I love whiskey.
I hand him the last bottle that I have.
And he goes, glug, 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 glug.
I say, "Prepare to meet the king."
And then Skull Smasher goes, "Who's ready for a beatdown?" And you guys finish the Havoc Brigade. You guys are able to escort the prince back. Good work. We're going to wrap this up in Goblin Quest fashion. Talk about another person's character and talk about what other orcs going to talk about that person's character. Really, it's a day or two.
All right, so I would talk about the goblins, but I can't remember their names.
Yeah.
So we are going to talk about the almighty shaman who took on, 10?
Yep.
10 guards.
Including their chief. Their warlord.
Dude. Yeah, the guard boss, basically. Yeah. The main guard. And he whooped their asses. Could you imagine that in a fight?
Yeah.
That was respectful. That was diligent. That was awesome. They will be talking about this for years to come.
Awesome. All right. What do orcs talk about for next at least couple days, maybe months?
The goblins will not be talking because they died.
Well, what was your character's name again, Travis?
He is Sergeant Shivit Deadeye.
So Moontooth will long remember Shivit Deadeye for his incredible bravery and his amazing knowledge. Not only was he able to single-handedly infiltrate the human base, single-handedly capture the prince and lead him out of there, he was also able to single-handedly pilot the boat and escape extreme danger.
Okay.
And what will the dead goblins be talking about among the ghosts for the rest of their life?
Well, the dead goblins are pissed because it was the dead goblins' idea to get the prince fucked up in the first place. Like, everybody tried beating him and, like, knocking him out, and the dead goblins are like, yeah, we offered him a six-pack and got him drunk.
So, Becky, amongst the goblins, who are the only ones that really care about all the dead goblins' deeds, what do our goblins talk about these heroic goblins? What do they say about them?
So, the goblins are like, first of all, Stinky Pete is legend for being launched across on a crossbow and taking out two dudes on his own.
Yep.
That is legendary.
Legendary. But then, they'll also remember that Stab, the sneaky one, Bang, Goblet, and Snot had the genius idea of getting the prince drunk in the first place instead of trying to fight him. Because as we know, goblins are squish.
Yes, of course.
And they also thought it was pretty legendary that Bang and Snot took on a whole boat full of guards with a greatsword and an empty six-pack and a six-foot-tall sex doll.
And don't forget the bees.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and the dog on a leash.
And the dog on a string.
Yep. Good stuff. And as Avid Brigade, you guys are able to escort the prince back. You guys fill a mission. Good work. And for the listeners, you guys can listen to next week where we will, or maybe it's the same week, whenever I upload these episodes, when I will upload us doing a review of this episode. We won't be talking to the game's writer because we already talked to him once. We don't want to talk to him again to piss him off.
We kind of do. We really do.
We do, but like, the man's got life. He probably doesn't want to talk to us the whole damn time.
But he likes this.
Does he?
He said this was his favorite RPG that he made.
Oh, that's true.
That's the whole reason we're playing this.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, we'll be doing something with this game at some point. But yeah, this was a nice one-off session we wanted to do to just have fun and play. And we'll be, by next time, to get away from Grant Howitt's games, because soon we will be doing a bonus episode where we'll be playing some of his Goblin Quest hacks, such as Sean Bean Quest that he advised us to play. We will be playing, by next time, we will be playing the Alien role-playing game made by Free League. So that will be the next game. It won't be made by Grant Howitt, but then we'll be returning to Grant Howitt for a couple of Goblin Quest hacks that we'll be trying out to see how they compare to the main Goblin Quest games. Yeah, this is Austin and the rest of... what's this podcast called?
This is the Beer Pretzel.
The Beer Pretzel Podcast. Saying check us out on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and Stitcher, as well as other places that this gets posted to. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, where we post updates when this show comes out, so go like us or follow us on those platforms. And also, on iTunes, if you leave us a nice review, email us at thebeerandpretzelpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know that you left us a review, which helps out the podcast. And we will send you any bonus episodes that we will make in the future that won't go to the channel. So if we decide to do like a game that's not really a Beer and Pretzel game, we will send that to you. If we don't post it to the channel, we'll just send it to you. If you send us a nice little review, just let us know. But yeah, this is Austin in the rest of Beer and Pretzel Podcast. Wish you a good night. And to check out Grant Howitt's game, Orc Brigade. What's this game called? Havoc Brigade, which you can find on his own website, as well as DriveThruRPG, and just on Google. All right, I'm drunk. I'm going to hit this outro song.